Because the training of the body, it's got a limited benefit. In other words, it's very beneficial, but its benefit is very limited. You can have a really, really healthy body. And your relationships, and your time with God, even your walk with God, even whether or not you have a relationship with God, can be a disaster. The health of your body, the benefit from your physical exercise is only so good. But training in godliness, the spiritual disciplines, is beneficial in every single way. Why should I be disciplined? Because it's good. It's good. It's good for your life. It's good for your health. It's good for your emotions, your mind, your heart, your soul, your relationships. Keep getting into bad relationships, maybe. Incorporate the spiritual disciplines in your life of study and prayer before God and accountability with other people, and you might find the relationships in your life get better. So we've talked about the what it is and the why, but here's the hard question. How? How? The preacher should be confined to the words in the text. You should come up with your answers that you have for the questions that you talk about from the text. And so we're going to look at three words that come up in the text to give us the how. And the words in the text are follow, training, and labor and strive. I have a slide for that, and you can see the verses that they actually are in your text. They're follow, training, and then laboring and striving. And we're going to look at these in reverse order. The first one is laboring and striving. Now, I know that's not the one you want to hear, and all of the answers for how are very, very simple, but this one is almost so obvious I probably shouldn't even talk about it, but we will. How? I have to work at that. That's why the Apostle Paul said, labor and strive for this. Do you have something in your life that's not working out very well, is not working too good, where you have a lack of discipline? Well, how hard are you trying? Well, I'm not really trying at all. Oh, well, that explains it, doesn't it? Yeah. The passage says, in fact, we labor and strive. I'm sorry, but there's no surprise, no trick, no gimmick. It's just work. It's just effort. It's just striving. It's just trying to incorporate these disciplines in your life. Now, I'm glad to say that's not all it is. There's a couple more things coming. But it is at least that. Many years ago, my sister who makes pottery, she has one of those wheels where you put the lump of clay on there and you put your hands on there and it moves it. It's really cool to watch her do it. And she made me a coffee cup one time, and the coffee cup had this slogan on there that said, I got to get it right, so I better have a look. The slogan was, somewhere here, slogan was that true work is never easy and the effort is the reward, and that which costs nothing is worth exactly what it costs. True work is never easy, and the effort is the reward. And that which costs nothing is worth exactly what it costs. Would you like to have a good marriage? A successful job? Behaved children? Scripture in your memory? Do you have those things? Then you have worked at it. You have worked at it, and part of the reward is the effort to get there. Beloved, the good things that we desire in our lives take effort. They take reward. If you look at the words on these blocks and you're making no effort in that direction, you will get exactly back for the effort that you have put in. No effort, no reward. No work, no result. No discipline in your Christian life, no godliness, then that's beneficial in every way. No discipline in your Christian life, no godliness that's beneficial in every way. The first step for us to have the discipline that we know we should have that is good is that we should work at it. And second, we should train for it. The apostle said, train yourself in godliness. Train yourself. What is training? What are training wheels? Training wheels are what you put on a bike so you can have some help to learn how to ride it. To ride it. Training is that effort that moves you in a particular direction. When you get up on the ski slope and you put the skis on for the first time and you get to the top of the little bunny hill and you go down, you're going to fall down and you get back up and you fall down and you get back up and you get to the bottom and it wasn't so bad. Or you broke your leg and you go to the hospital. Either way. But But you get back up and you go down the hill, and the next time it goes a little bit better, and the next time it goes a little bit better, and you get better and better and better, and then you think you might try a bigger hill. So you get on that chairlift and you go all the way to the top, and you get off and you're like, this is hopeless. There's no way I'm going to get down. And so the first time I did that, I didn't know what to do. So I just sat down on my bottom and just slid down the hill on my, bottom, because I didn't know what to do. And last February, I think it was, I went skiing in Utah with John Diedrich, and I had a blast. And John fell down before I did the first time. Sorry, John, but it's just true. How do you get there? Training and effort and trying and getting back up when you fall down. If the first time you get in the bunny hill and you put your skis on and you fall down and you fall over, you take your skis off, take it back in the office and go home, you're done. You know something else I think about the Christian life? In so many areas of discipline in your life, there really isn't that much working against you to keep it from happening. The training process. But in the Christian life, when you're ready to confess your sin and worship as you ought to and pray and talk to God and be evangelistic and have accountability and so on, you know what happens when you decide to do that? Well, there's an army that doesn't like that. And the devil and his minions works every possible distraction and worldly interruption in your life to keep the spiritual disciplines from happening. And I don't think the devil's too concerned about whether or not you learn how to ski. But he's very concerned about whether you study the Bible and learn how to pray. And so I think what happens in the spiritual disciplines is the labor that we have to work at and strive at to bring them into our life, and the training, the getting back up again. I think the devil loves it when the Christian falls down, the spiritual discipline says, that's it, I give up, and I'm not getting back up anymore. I think the devil loves it. He's wired for that. And I think in the spiritual disciplines, we have to understand that the cards are stacked against you, that there's an army working to keep you from the spiritual disciplines in your life. You learn to pray by praying. You learn to fast by fasting. You learn to read the Word of God by reading the Word of God. Have you ever had this experience? I have, over and over again. I'm not too excited. I'm kind of tired, and I need to get out the Word of God. I need to read it because I know I need to be in the Word. And once I get started, I can't stop. And it just feeds my soul. And the reading of the God helps me, teaching me to read the Word of God. You learn to study the Word of God by studying the Word of God. You learn to be held accountable by being held accountable. And on and on and on. You need to work at it, make an effort so that you can have a reward for that effort. You need to train for it and get back up when you stumble. And the last word, the first word the apostle uses is follow. He says to Timothy that you have been nourished by the words of faith and of the good teaching that you have followed. Now, I am quite sure that there isn't a single person right now in this entire room, I'm quite sure, who is thinking to themselves, right now, I would like a potato chip. Honestly, was anybody sitting and thinking, I would like a potato chip? Anybody in the room? Nope, I didn't think so. I, however, happen to have some. And they're very good. They're good. Do you like classic or kettle cooked? Which do you like? Yeah, kettle cooked are good. Wayne, do you want these here? I know you're sitting kind of far front, and that's kind of stressful for you. You know, None of you are even thinking potato chip. And they're good. You know, I wouldn't do that unless I had a point. Okay, maybe I would now and then, but I wouldn't do it very often unless I had a point. Potato chips are good. And I like them. And most of you like him too. And right now, some of you would like a potato chip because you saw me enjoy one. And you've had them before. And you know the flavor and the taste and the commercial that says nobody can eat just one. You know it's true. You've tried to prove it. And then you get out the bag and you eat just one chip. And you wait a minute to prove that you could just eat one. And then you eat the whole bag. You know that's what happens, right? Because they're good. And they're contagious. And when someone else is enjoying one, it makes you want one. And so the Apostle Paul says to Timothy, continue to be nourished by and enjoy the good teaching that you followed. You have followed me. Keep following. Stay in that vein. And beloved, some of you need to get alongside someone else in your life who likes potato chips, who likes the spiritual disciplines, who's being nourished by the Word of God and the people of God and the truths of God. And you need to help that become a contagion in your life. And some of you are that person. You're nourished by the Word of God. You feed in the Word of God. It brings you joy, but you don't share it. You don't share it with someone else. You don't bring others alongside you. Some of you need to be the person who is the contagion, and some of you need to find someone. Are you struggling all the time with the spiritual disciplines, getting in the Word, enjoying God? Find somebody else who does and eat chips with them. Read the Bible with them. Ask them if you can join them. Brother Timothy was nourished by the words of faith and of the good teaching that he followed. And I guarantee you, the person that Pastor Timothy learned that from enjoyed the nourishment of the Word himself before it was passed on. It's true, isn't it? Is that you? Are you nourishing yourself? Are you nourishing others? Are you being nourished? Beloved, we need these disciplines in our lives. They are the foundational building blocks for the Christian life. Each one of these, an important part of the structure below the surface for all the fruit that God wants to bear. These are the foundations of it, and we need that in our lives. We know that we should. We know why, and we know what it is, and the how is where we get caught. Beloved, put some labor into the spiritual disciplines. You know what? Maybe you weren't going to go to a small group Bible study. So go to one. Maybe you've been lethargic long enough. Maybe you have been malnourished spiritually long enough. Maybe tonight's the night where you look on the board and say, I'm going to go to one of those Bible studies. I know I need some nourishment. I know I need some food. Maybe somebody there will be enjoying the Word of God in a way that makes me enjoy it too. I need that kind of help. I love the Word of God. Maybe you fell down a couple times in the training. Maybe you've recently fallen down. Maybe you fell down this week. Get back up. You never learn. You never learn to ski or roller skate or ride a bike if you fall off and you never get back up again. And in your Christian life, the devil wants to kick you over. Every time you get that bike up or get on those skis, he wants to kick you over. But God will give you the strength and the grace with accountabilities from others to get back up and keep walking in the right direction. And then find someone to follow or be someone to follow. Be nourished so much by the words of faith and good teaching that you are able to nourish others. And if you're not very nourished right now and you know that, then find someone to help you get nourishment, because if you don't, you will starve spiritually. Work at it. Train yourself. And follow someone who is, and you will get there. Let's pray together. Heavenly Father, I believe every single person in this room wants to have very keen discipline in every single building block of the Christian life. Father, the challenge isn't with our want to. It's with our desires. And so, Father, would you please bless, would you please bless your people with the discipline that they so earnestly crave, in Jesus' name. Amen.